while I think of you. A very strange reaction. The more I see, the more I do. Baby,
tell your body to come along.
Ride White Line Highway, tell all your friends they can go my way. Pay your toll, sell your soul, pound for pound, cost more than gold. The longer you stay, the more you pay. My white lines go a long way, either up your nose or through your vein, with nothing to gain except killing your brain.
Right, you're gonna take it, bitch.
Oh, gross.
And it's like, what the fuck is that? And then Paul's like, oh, yeah, forget it.
Welcome to MGG Cardboard Crack House. This is Earl Grey.
This is White Anthony.
I totally forgot you recorded. This is Biffo. All
right, man, we're gonna talk about the Goblin Chain Whirler and if the card should be banned.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Ban anything is not fucking.
No. Don't be a bitch.
Okay, that's true.
So, we had another card that was banned. That was sort of similar to this called, what was it called?
Rampaging Ferocidon.
Okay, we already banned Ferocidon back then, so red's going to get hit again. But, like, okay, you ditch Chain Whirler. I mean, it's...
Well, okay, here's the thing. Whatever. We can put this argument out there. Is Chandra too good?
No.
Too good. Not banned.
She was in every fucking deck during the Pro Tour.
No, the reason why she's not that good is because we already had a few cards that did the same thing that she does, which is the pretty much the plus get a free card potentially or does two damage. We've already had abilities like that. They were never broken enough to make a huge impact. So she's not broken at all. Like she can give you two energy or two red mana, which can help you out, but no red deck ever uses it.
And the funny thing is, no one used Jaya. I mean,
no, Jaya
or Jaya or whatever.
Yeah, Jaya
old
sucks.
Woman.
Yeah, old woman, she sucks.
Baba, yeah.
You still knock it out.
Hell yeah, Baba. I knocked the dog shit out of Baba's ass. She's got that gray hair. Imagine Ooh. It down there, man. Ooh. Just imagine in Vegas, man.
All right, I want to know, Earl. Me and Anthony are on opposite ends of that. What about you? Goblin Chain Whirler, yeah or nah? Keep it or...
Yeah, they banned
flip
my...
it or rip it.
They banned my fucking smuggler's copter, so yeah, fuck it, ban it.
Fuck them, huh? That's what I'm saying.
God, so salty.
Yeah, I'm still salty, man. I never got to actually play with fucking,
Smuggler's Copter.
Smuggler's Copter, man.
That was right after.
That was right before I. That's right before I started playing. Did it ever get? Did it get banned before it even got a chance?
No, it got banned after Pro Tour.
Yeah, Copycat or Saheeli Cat Lady fucking fucked that shit up.
Oh yeah.
Fuck that card. Fuck Saheeli, man. She hasn't been played since, man.
Well, no shit.
Saheeli.
I know. Because she lost her pussy.
Oh, she grew a dick.
Just the way you like it.
Hey, diversity in Magic, bro.
Here we go.
What diversity? Fucking blowing steam out your ass.
We need more attack helicopters in Magic, dude.
Mm, okay. I go for that.
I'm down with that vehicle crew for one.
Oh, man. Why are you assuming it's gender to be a freaking vehicle?
Because it's an attack.
I'm just fucking with you, dumbass.
Attack helicopter.
Black helicopters.
Black helicopter. Right, burner.
So yeah, even if they ban Chain Warrior, like Red's still gonna be here to me, anyways. I don't know.
Red's always gonna be there, dude.
Red's always gonna be there as long as they keep printing like really good or at least decent. Like,
you gotta remember in September, man, we're losing some. For the mono red deck,
they're
losing like...
They lose everything.
What was it? 60% or 70% of their deck.
Yeah, dude.
Isn't it more than that?
Because they're going to keep the Rekindling Phoenix.
No, they're losing 36 cards out of the fucking deck.
Yeah, they're going to keep Rekindling Phoenix, Lightning Strike, and...
No, they're not keeping Lightning Strike, are they?
Yeah, didn't it get printed in Rivals?
No.
I don't think so.
Pretty sure it didn't.
What was that? Amonkhet?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. They don't even get that.
They're losing Shock because of Aether Revolt.
Yeah, but you got to remember, we got Core coming in, man.
Oh, yeah.
Now, for Core to be fucking good, make Red fucking great again, they need to bring back...
great again.
They need to bring back the Titan Cycles. I keep pushing the Titan Cycles, man. I want the fucking Titans.
He keeps pushing the goddamn Titan Cycle.
Man, I love playing...
Fuck.
White Knight fucking Sun Titan.
The White Knight will reign supreme.
Well,
You love being a White Knight, but what was this deck?
I'm a White Knight, dude.
What was this deck?
Well, he was in anything that had white in him.
Okay.
Gideon?
So, yeah, Gideon's fucking good, too.
Yeah. That was gone, too, then, right?
20 bucks, yeah.
Gideon a trial.
Dude, the only thing we're going to have is the fucking Exelon block and Core and
Dominaria.
Wow. Excuse me. The return of Wait, Ravnica.
We're going back to the back. Ravnica, here we come.
Yeah, you have the fucking Samurai Jack fucking song come up.
Almost as if we never left.
Yeah, because they got to give Soy Boy Jace back his masculinity.
Oh, yeah.
So as you become a butt pirate.
Dude, right. That outfit was gay as fuck, dude.
It was all right.
Let's ban the shit.
You think so?
Yeah.
Nah.
And then Red still sticks around until...
Well, Hazoret's gone too, so fuck Red.
but until September, this could be on and popping Red, dude.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot
even
of
if you get rid of
out there playing it. You know what? If they don't ban it, that's all you're going to see, man, is Sal Deck Red. Sal Deck wins. That's all you're going to see is Sal Deck wins.
Good.
And you'll see Thunder Chicken going up in price.
Thunder Chicken.
Rekindling Phoenix.
Yeah, because that's going to stick around. Yeah, it depends on what core is, right? Do you think they're going to do Hella Goblins and shit for Red?
Possibly, since they got reprinted.
Siege Gang.
That's not just
Dinosaurs
Siege Gang.
Are going to be the best thing in the world, fucking... Yeah, that's the reason why Goblin Chain Whirler fucking came and wrecked the Pro Tour.
Well, has a card ever been unbanned? Yeah, huh? Well, Jace.
Yeah, Jace.
But in Standard.
Never a banning in Standard.
Man, I remember when there was never any bannings in Standard. The only time there was a banning in Standard was Jace the Mind Sculptor.
And Stoneforge.
Yeah.
And then that was it, but now all of a sudden... When I show up, everything starts getting bad.
Yeah, you asshole.
Yeah, fucking leave, man. No,
I was all used to it from 40K. They would like do certain stuff, like the circuit would be like, okay, you can't take this. I mean, you could take this unit, and we know it's OP, but you can only take so many of them or whatever. They would limit stuff like that. And then so when I came over here, I was like, so that must be like in every game. And then everybody after them, I can't believe they're doing this and blah, blah, blah. I was all like, oh, okay.
Fucking Magic players are salty, dude.
Hell yeah.
They got to get that value, dog.
Hell yeah.
You got to get that value.
Oh, well, no, but you know what, Earl? Keep banning shit. And then so more people get salty, and then your attendance could go even lower.
Yeah, speaking of attendance, man.
God, look at that transition.
So we're going to transition into the next fucking part of this topic, man. Uh-oh. So if you guys don't know,
let
the
CEO
of Hasbro came out of the fucking closet and said that
I love Roxy suck dick. He came out of the closet with white all over his nose saying.
Snorting that. Yeah, yeah, yo. Saying that WotC is up.
No, not even. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
50%.
Yeah.
Is up 50%.
To quote,
they've
unquote,
doubled. They've doubled in size. They're doubled in size. Size of what?
That's what I was
a
asking.
A dick in his ass? A load in his mouth?
That's such like
a line? You see that fucking Mexican dude that's taking those fucking, snorting those foot and a half lines on fucking Facebook?
No.
Dude, yeah.
You gotta say
dude
that.
Was, yeah, man, shit was, I was like, holy shit.
Fucking gaggers. Just
and nose, no nosebleed, no nothing, dude. He fucking, I mean, he did that rail. I was like, fuck, it looked like, what's that stupid ass movie? High anxiety. It was a
high anxiety
where Chevy Chase was snorting the fucking line, and he snorted. It was like freaking ashes. And he snorted all the way up the fucking wall, all the way down.
I've seen that one.
It's not High Anxiety. That's Mel Brooks. I forgot. I forgot the name of the movie, man. I'd have to find out.
Yeah, anyways, yeah, but that was on a. It was on like a Hasbro, like the investor, whatever the call, yeah, conference they, calls.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, that fool's going to say whatever he wants to get investors, but that's like such like a whatever, like doubled in size. Like, but what does that mean?
Remember, we've been pushing the fact that Hasbro is looking at selling WotC.
You think so?
Oh, I know so, man.
They practically already sold WotC.
That's the reason why they've been pushing out all these fucking master sets, all this product. They want more revenue. They got to show that they're fucking growing, man. They're fucking growing, right? But yet our GP is down 50% from last year. So the year before we had 60,000 plus. This year we only had 30,000 plus.
Oh, a GP attendance. Yeah. Total, yeah, attendance. Yeah, yeah.
And the year before that, it was double. Our best year where it was breaking almost 100,000, if not 100,000, was 2015.
That would in 2015, hella people were playing GPs.
14 to 15 season, that was around 100,000 people.
Yeah,
attending the GPs.
Wait, it was mad. It was mad.
That's so bad, dude. In like 2 years, but then they'll never admit to shit like
that.
Yeah,
yeah. Look at the fucking card quality. Why do you think the VP got fucking fired?
So like 2014, 2013, the cards were on point.
Yeah,
not really.
Well, they were better than they fucking are right now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes sense because all this bullshit I hear, like. And not only that, too, the fucking back to the whole women thing, man, saying that even women are showing up. I go, bro, where are you?
Bullshit, where? So I don't see it.
I can't
dude.
Wait to go to Vegas here.
So you can get a head count?
Yeah, I want to be like.
Of how many fucking transgender individuals?
Cool, whatever. I'll count them, too.
It's still going to be. Dick,
still
right?
They still got a fucking dick, man. I'm going to count them as a dude.
Nah, you got to be like pre or post.
I am not inclusive on fucking gender. You're born a fucking male. I'm sorry if you don't fucking agree with this shit. You have jubblies, and you got beans and franks. You're a fucking dude.
No, so no, that's why you ask me. Go pre or post? And I'm like, so what
post?
Pre or post? And you say pre, you're
a
dude.
Post
you're
in your mind is a female.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That pussy has been flayed. Or I mean, that dick has been flayed, cut in half, shoved back in, and made into a pussy.
Yeah, no, I've seen the procedure.
Yeah.
But anyways, but yeah, but though. I didn't because of course
and I'm I'd like to stretch the dog shit out of one of those to see how it is.
All right,
so all fucking this blown shit, out, so, dude. And he was still fuck one.
Yeah,
I don't. You can't. You have to admit, man. Some of the stuff that goes in our DGN chat. Speaking of which, later on down the line, some of those pics for the trannies. Woo! You can't tell if it's a dude or a female.
By the way, we have a Patreon.
Yeah, that's right. We got a Patreon. We got two tiers, one and $5, man.
Just give us a fucking
if you give us a dollar, we'll put your ass in the fucking DGN chat, and you get to see all the shit. We talk about magic. We talk about life. We talk about pussy.
Yeah,
and sometimes you get to see dick.
Not our dick, but dick.
Yeah, I know. So that's Bob most of the time. fucking up everybody's day. But anyways,
that
yeah,
midget,
so I
that midget porn dark.
So when I got in, we were already on the downslide. Everyone was like, right when I got in, everyone was like talking shit about how the game's dying and all that shit. I was like, fuck.
Well, no, okay. Notice how all this bad shit starts happening when Biff comes in. It's your fault.
Yeah.
Sorry. Man, you're the Antichrist of Magic. Dog?
The Antichrist Superstar?
Jesus.
Right. No, but like seriously. Like,
so no, it's Danny. Biff. You fucking killing magic,
killing
bro.
Killing magic, dude.
Yeah, every time
I
you say
be like, I could be like the Iron Sheik. Fuck Bia. Fuck yeah. Him in his ass.
Are you a fucking man? Or are you a punk little gay fag? No good low life.
Fucking lovable.
But anyways, so the slide's been on for a couple years. But we still got homeboy hyping up that magic's doubled in size.
Yeah,
so
man. Like, he wants those investors to fucking give him more money. I mean, now our cards are being printed over in freaking in China, where the fucking fakes are being printed, and the cards feel like the fucking fakes.
Yep.
Speaking of which, man, Airbus hit me up. Gen 8 super fakes are out
already
for invocations.
Oh wow, they working?
Yeah, they're foiling almost. Yeah, they're almost perfect, but there's a way to. We'll do an episode later on down the line with that.
Yeah.
We'll do that for our Patreons, man. So
yeah,
if you guys want to hear that shit, where you can
where we can tell you how to decipher between a fake and a real one, start donating.
Yeah, get that dollar out there, man.
Worth the dollar. Well, anyways, yeah. So I get it. He's puffing up shit, but we all know it's going downhill. But I want to know where it goes from here. I mean, will it ever go back up? It has to go back up eventually.
It's like the oil fields, man.
It goes
every
up,
5 years, down. It goes down, then it goes back up.
They need something, huh?
But if Hasbro keeps losing money, watch is going to get sold. You know, Gale Force 9 or Catalyst Games or one of those motherfuckers is going to buy the company.
I got a question. So let's say this shit all goes down, right?
Living card game.
So Morrow and all these fags are the ones that... Excuse me, not facts. All these dudes are
cocksucker.
Are all about letting this vocal minority kind of just shit. Like the community's getting all fucking shitty. Do you think another company would follow step with that?
No.
They'd be like, fuck you and your fucking bullshit.
They need to fucking literally clean house. Get rid of fucking all the toxicity that's actually in WotC. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're toxic. I admit, I'm a fucking asshole. We're toxic as fuck.
Everyone knows that.
But the thing is, I'll say it to your face versus I'm not going to sit there and be a keyboard warrior and do it behind a fucking screen.
Yeah.
Or if you want to be like Antifa, come over and stand in front of me fucking preaching whatever you're going to do. I'm just going to shove my fist down your throat. I'm going to push you down like that fucking that dude did with that kid.
Yeah, fuck that kid. Fucking kid, once you start hitting, that's it, homie.
Yeah, man,
sorry.
You put yourself in a man's position. Just like these women that want to hit a man, you put yourself in a man's position, you're going to be treated like a man.
That's it. It's not even man-woman. And after that, it's just assailant and defendant. You know what I mean?
Yeah, assailant's getting curb stomped. Yep. Why does she not have teeth anymore? Because I put her fucking jaw on the fucking curb, and I stomped down the top of her fucking head.
It never happens like that, bro. That's it. Everyone's hard on the internet. And then when you show up, it's like, no one's going to say shit. When we go to Vegas, no one's going to say shit to us. I know it. But that's not the point.
All they got to do is look at me, man. I look pissed off 90% of the time.
The one thing, like I said, is I wonder if a company does buy it, are they going to be like, nah, we ain't worried about your fucking feelings. We need to fucking play a game. Or we need to make money. Right?
It'll be the make money.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I can see it. But they're going to sell the company.
So then why aren't dudes like me and you all about fucking hurry up? Hasbro, sell that motherfucker.
Oh, I'm waiting. Magic is going to become a fucking living card game. I can go out and buy a fucking $80 box set and have all the cards I need to fucking play my Magic game.
Yep.
You think so?
That's what happened to L5R.
Yep.
It used to be a trading card game.
And Versus is now a fucking living card game.
So what, you just buy the set?
Netrunner is a living card game.
Oh, I know.
Lord of the Rings is a living card game. Star Wars is a living card game.
You buy a box set, it gives you every single, at least one of every single card that's been printed so far, or at least like
so that means also our reserve list goes boom boom gone.
Oh yeah,
well that's if the company doesn't
they don't have a fucking they don't
no,
have
I'm
a
not,
they can go oh you want underground yeah. seat
I'm not saying that they won't have the ability to. I'm saying that they also have the ability to uphold that stupid ass.
Man, if I had the money, I'd buy fucking Hasbro. I'd buy WotC. You know why?
Why?
I'd abolish the fucking reserve list.
Just drop a bomb on everything.
Yeah. I'd rename them different fucking names.
That's not abolishing the reserve list.
But they said functional reprints cannot be done.
Oh, so he's saying like it'd be like a volcanic island, but it'd be called something different.
Yeah. Yeah. Called like erupting.
erupting island.
Erupting island. Fire island.
Islandic volcano.
Swamp on fire.
Fuck it, man. I'd get rid of it.
Okay.
I'd do another collector's edition set where it comes out with you can have access to that shit. Fuck it, man. Let's give value back to the fucking players, man. not the motherfuckers. Not the shills for fucking WotC that get all the free shit, like the Professor and fucking Wedge and Manalik and, you know.
They get all kinds of free shit?
They always get all the fucking free shit. You know, they get all the free shit. But damn, I want to give back to the fucking players.
I wish I struggled like the Professor.
Fucking making 10 grand a month on fucking Patreon.
Struggle's real. Fuck that. Wait till I see Vegas. Fuck you, Professor.
You shouldn't talk like that. You know, like, you know, it's not good for the community.
Speaking of GP Vegas, Rudy brought up one good thing. This is going to be another topic that we're going to discuss right now.
What?
Vendors at GP Vegas is down 51%.
Whole 51%.
So, there's like 21 vendors that are not making it this year because they didn't want to pay the $6,000 to $10,000 for a fucking booth.
10 G's?
Up to 10 G's.
Name.
Up to 10 G's for a fucking booth. That's 21 vendors.
Dude, that's like 200 grand.
210 grand.
Oh, yeah.
He can't say things right, but he's sure math.
Yeah, I know. That's Scott Steiner, man.
But you look at
how big of a chunk is that for
huge?
Come on, man.
Channel Snowball.
Channel Snowball is fucking up, man. So they raise the price on it because attendance is down. Attendance for all the fucking GPs are down. They can say that they're fucking making a killing.
Double.
No, they're fucking down. And when they have to raise the pricing to fucking help pay for the shit, you know, that's the reason why we got a price hike for freaking GPs.
Oh, yeah.
And now let's fuck up our vendors here so they can't fucking be here. Who wants to pay 10 grand to fucking be there for freaking 4 days? $10,000? Yeah, you're going to make some money. You're going to get a lot of cards.
But you ain't.
But you have to compete with Channel Fireball.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
they sell cards there too?
Yeah.
So dirty.
Fuck yeah, they do.
That's so dirty.
You know, it's like the government. They're not supposed to have a monopoly on a fucking item, right?
Yeah.
Where the Channel Fireball runs the GPs, gets the money for the GPs, and they get to sell their fucking product there too. And host the side events.
How insulting is that to the vendors? That's so dirty.
It doesn't matter with guys like Alpha Investments or Vintage Magic.
Yeah, because they're in
those guys.
Because they're in cars that's old.
It's not just that. Those guys have money. You know Rudy's going to take 100 grand to fucking Vegas. If not more.
He's probably going to take more.
Vintage Magic's going to take fucking probably double that.
Rudy's going to take.
Those guys are the ones that are fucking opening up beta fucking boxes.
Yeah.
And beta packs on fucking YouTube.
Rudy's going to be taking the money that Channel Fireball's losing. So how many vendors are how much it calculates out to? That's how much Rudy's bringing, guaranteed. Just
I admit, I love Rudy. Insult. I jock hook the shit out of him.
Oh, you're a big old Rudy dick rider.
You know why? Because he tells it like it is.
Yeah, that you know what? I admire that too. Like that fool don't give a fuck. Like
you go suck his dick too.
No. But I like that shit. That like the I don't give a fuck about WotC bullshit. The only thing is, hey Rudy, we'll probably see you at Vegas too, dog. In case you're listening. Why are you kicking it with the Professor, dog? Why are you kicking it with the Professor?
He keeps it neutral.
Why are you kicking
everybody?
It with the Wedge?
He kicks it neutral. With fucking Jeremy, too.
He stays on the neutral side, where if anyone's having beef with someone else, he'll be friends with both of them. He just won't. If one brings up the beef, he'd be like, nah, sorry. Like,
I'm not he's not it. You notice he doesn't do any videos on it.
Yeah, he don't do nothing with the
drama. He doesn't chime in on anything.
Man,
unless it's fucking WotC.
Yeah.
Then, No holds barred, man. Yeah, he hates fucking
gloves
Watsy.
Coming off. Yeah,
he hates Watsy, man. You know that.
Good. So is he cool with Channel Fireball dudes too? Then
I don't fucking know. I don't. I can give two shits about Channel Fireball.
Yeah, no.
But the bad thing is we're gonna be playing in September. We're gonna be playing the Star City or the Star City, the Channel Fireball GP in Los Angeles.
We'll be banned by then. Yeah. But that's why I love
that's,
you.
That's why I'm gonna fucking I'm gonna fucking hug you in the fucking GP, man. It's gonna be okay when you're crying in the shower, going, I can't believe he did that to me.
What the fuck?
Got another call. Me in parking lot. You got another call.
Hey, you're gonna smell like parking lot.
No, parking lot's gonna smell like me.
I doubt that.
Nah, trust me.
Astro Glide and fucking Jerry Curl juice.
I don't have Jerry Curls. The fuck? How black do you think I am? You know, this is no, I'm not black.
Not to Ferry Eldris Alba black, man.
We should have went to SCG Richmond because you guys do look like a gay couple in the South. Skinny black dude and a big white guy.
Hey, with my Mexican gardener.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll cut all that grass. You're my Sancho in the fucking Speedo, bro.
I'll cut all that grass.
I want you to carry around a fucking margarita for me and dance in high heels.
Nah.
Jesus Christ.
All right, guys. We have social media, man. We got Instagram, Facebook.
This is a good conversation until the end.
Yeah, this is never a good conversation. You fucking brought it, man. You made me derail it.
I was asking you serious questions.
No, you fucking were. You lying sack of shit. You knew what you was doing. You knew what she was doing.
No, I didn't. I was saying.
Go check out our
social media.
Social media.
Don't check us out on Patreon, MTG Cardboard Crackhouse.
Do that.
$1 and $5.
Give us a fucking
dollar. Get you hollered at in our freaking degenerate chat.
If you like what we do, if you support what we say, yeah, you know what, dude?
And all the DJs have been coming in recently, too, man. It's cool having them in there, too.
Yeah, for all you that are already Patreons,
we love you.
We love you.
If you're in Vegas,
fucking assholes.
I will gladly shake your hand.
Curse nah, you're around. Kicking. We're all kicking.
Yeah, I know. We're going out to dinner.
We're going to dinner.
Yeah, if you're going to
go get drinks.
You're going to GP Vegas, let us know. If you're not part of the DJ chat, let us know on whatever, on Facebook, whatever. We'll meet up.
Hell yeah. Anthony's buying too? Fuck.
Dude, that's right, man. He's paying. He's a millionaire.
Oh, yeah. I'm from all our so Patreon money. Rich.
So I hold $5 a month.
So fucking rich.
All right, guys. This is Earl Grey.
This is White Anthony.
I almost fucking said my name was Biffo.
My name's Earl Grey.
We'll see you in the next one.
Later.
I met this beautiful girl and my wish was commanded. Didn't hang with the fellas cause they started getting shady. I'd always be my girl and y'all could call her my lady. I loved her a lot, word up, not going to front. See, the problem that arouses, why on earth did she want me? Couldn't figure it out, and to make things worse, I was cursed with the torment of not being the first. And the first was this fly guy, made me very jealous. Always think she cheat on me and talk to other fellas. Two wrongs will make her right, but any time of a fight I would kindly pick up the phone and call a girl out of spot. I should have done it. I'm feeling sad and blue. So direct it was admiring. Trying to stop my love, but no, my love was not retiring. To catch her in a lie was near impossible and tricky. Didn't want her in certain clothes, getting really picky. We got into it again, this time she got too bright. So me preventing a fight, I just stayed out for the night. I had to ease up all the pressure, all this hard and pain. So I went off to the parrot with Omega Vance and Dane. This girl came over, she was trucked down excessive. Started talking to me and she was popping quite aggressive. A pretty young baby, she didn't strike me as no hoe. So weak minded rigged the ruler, went on with the flow. But I was getting lame, like, why without me even knowing? We stepped back to my van and I could feel us for her glowing. The girl took off a coat, her body was no joke. Well, I rubbed it to a zipping and I went for broke. I should have done it. I'm feeling sad and I'm feeling sad.
Now I've sinned and there's no one to blame. The night when I went home, I felt real guilty and ashamed. Snuck right into bed, I felt just like a shady fella. What made me so self-centered? How am I ever gonna tell her? Shouldn't have cheated just because we don't reach out. Endurance, be a man, that's what I had to learn about. I mean, I guess I like this one, the secrets that I hid. I figured I'll patch things up and then I tell her what I did. Then after that night, she started acting heaven sent. I found a house spotless and she helped out with the rent. So I brought the ring, it was a good 20 carat. Then word got back about me chilling at the parents. So when I got home, I thought she'd just be out to roast. Instead, I found this letter and I found an overdose. It's saddening for you, but I guess you didn't care. All this wouldn't happen because of me and my affair. Shouldn't have done it. I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling sad and blue.